Much of Erie County now, of course, under an orange zone status with new restrictions being imposed. We get some perspective now on the latest COVID-19 numbers in this region with Dr. Nancy Nielsen, the Senior Associate Dean for Health Policy at the Jacobs School of Medicine. Good morning to you, Doctor.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, Dr. Nielsen, Governor Cuomo had plenty to say about our region during his briefing on Wednesday. Notably, of course, some of the remarkably high positivity rates for COVID-19 in parts of Erie County. What did you make of yesterday's announcement?
Well, it's worrisome. It's very clear that the testing positivity rate is the highest in Western New York, as it is anywhere in the nation. I mean, we're way beyond where we should be. And that's terribly worrisome, to be honest. But I thought the governor was a little prickly in his comments yesterday, several times, you know, by saying that Western New York didn't take this seriously. I guess I took a lot of umbrage at that when you think about all the healthcare workers who have just knocked themselves out, and the people who have lost loved ones. Anyway, it is what it is, and because the rate is so high, we really have to hunker down now, and so we're in orange.
Dr. Nielsen, of course, there's a lot of discussion about COVID-19, a lot of discussion about whether or not to host Thanksgiving dinners, but I've been struck during a lot of the conversation I've been hearing recently just about a simple piece of math that you've pointed out throughout this pandemic, and it goes like this. When the positivity rate for COVID-19 goes up, the number of COVID-19 patients in area hospitals also goes up.
There's no question. The number of positive cases are the leading indicator, followed several weeks later by a rise in hospitalization, so we can expect that, followed by a rise in deaths. And that is the real concern, and it's a particular concern since Thanksgiving is approaching. So one of the nation's leading infectious disease experts said this: please don't gather this Thanksgiving, or you may be planning a funeral at Christmas. A pretty stark reminder of the situation when the virus is this widespread in the community.
Of course, the reality is the holidays are fast approaching, and after for what has been a very isolated time for many people during this pandemic, they are clamoring to be back with their families at this time of the year.
Well, we just can't congregate. We really, if we're smart, we will stay home as much as is humanly possible right now, and stay with the people in your household. Everybody else, contact by email or phone or Zoom or something, but don't go out and do shopping online. That I feel bad for merchants, but that is the reality right now.
Most of the news for Erie County today, bad news. There is good news, though, something that we can talk about in that regard, and that centers around vaccines, which right now, there are two vaccines that look very promising.
Yeah, this is really, really good news. Both the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccines are both about 95% effective. We heard earlier that the Pfizer vaccine was 90%. That was based on the interim report. The final report says it's even better than that. And the other good news is that it worked in all age groups tested, and none of the people who got sick in the group that got the vaccine got very sick, whereas those in the placebo group who got sick, some were really quite ill. Now, remember that both of these vaccines require two shots 21 days apart. So it turns out that on Friday of this week, Pfizer is going to ask for authorization on an emergency basis from the FDA. And the Moderna vaccine is probably a couple weeks behind that. So it is coming. Now the distribution is going to be quite an undertaking. Pfizer has developed a special box because that's the vaccine that requires that ultra-low temperature that nobody has a freezer to take care of. But they designed this box so that now it can be transported in regular trucks and airplanes inside this box. We think that by the end of the year, we're going to have enough vaccine available so that about 20 million people could be immunized, remembering that they each need two shots. And we think that the widely available vaccine for most of us will be somewhere between April, May, and June. So this is, it's very interesting. One of the former FDA commissioners said, the months ahead are going to look better than the weeks ahead. And I think that's really important to make sure that people know that and that we hunker down and do what we have to do until the vaccines are widely available.
While there's been a lot of discussion about a COVID-19 vaccine, and deservedly so, there's also another development, another product that's coming that also could be tremendously helpful. And this is a test for COVID-19 that you can take yourself in your home. What do you think about it?
Well, when I first heard it, I was skeptical because the rapid tests that are out now are based on an antigen and detecting an antigen. And they've been okay for detecting people with symptoms, but they're really a crummy test when used in somebody who doesn't have any symptoms. So I was worried. But it turns out that this is a totally different technology. This is a molecular test. And it costs supposedly about $50 or a little less. The person self-collects a nasal swab, and then you get the results in about half an hour. And the studies on this show that it correlates very highly with the gold standard tests that we depend on. So this could be a game changer, frankly.
As always, Dr. Nielsen, thanks very much for your time this morning on WBFO.
Thank you very much, Jay. Bye.